Gordon, I'm going to ask you this because the ongoing thing still with the NHS and you. With an NHS doctor, practitioner, whatever, where does medical negligence begin?
When the practitioner has not shown reasonable care and expertise in dealing with the patient. And that would just be somebody's judgment.
So
a lawyer, a court, a GMC.
Yeah, all these people with long-term thyroid problems that haven't been diagnosed or haven't been treated, technically you could class that then as medical negligence.
Yes.
That needs addressing, doesn't it?
Yes, look at the World Thyroid Register website.
Yeah, no, I've been on there, yeah, definitely.
Oh, have you?
But this is what we've been saying over the years, the European Court of Human Rights. What are our human rights? If medical negligence can be practiced on a daily basis on the NHS, it's time somebody was brought to book over this, you know.
Yes, I mean, I think the patients are going to have to eventually. I mean, patients do rail off at me, and sometimes they say, look, don't tell me, I've been trying to do something about this.
Right.
The chief medical officer is a good target of not sending sort of four-letter word letters to, but sort of sensible, polite letter to. She's taken a sort of minor interest in the matter. She's certainly the appointed target of the British government who should be addressed to.
Well, I can remember when Dr. Peatford was having problems and we got thousands of signatures for Barry. Can you remember Barry?
Yeah.
And we were told where to send these petitions to. Fortunately, I had a friend that was in Parliament that said, Carol, don't say anything. It was Easter time, wasn't it, Barry? They've given you the wrong address to send these things to. So she very kindly gave me the correct address. But when it got there, they didn't want to be bothered to read them, did they, Barry? So they had actually lied to us. You know, send your petition to this address. It was only the fact I had a friend that was in Parliament at the time that said, no, Carol, they've told you a lie. So this is your NHS that you all pay for, that you all take part in. It's criminal, really, isn't it? If you go down the lines of what is right and what is wrong and what is a criminal crime, then the average person with a thyroid problem are being treated like criminals, really, aren't we?
Well, that's perhaps a bit extreme. The criminals, we are certainly being ignored.
We're being ignored.
And that is why the second action is to get a global number of signatures, which they really can't ignore then.
No.
Sort of 30,000 people arriving in a post bag one day.